This is episode 457 of 366 Web 2.0 Tools. I'm going to take the rather unusual step of stepping back in time for a moment and looking at a tool that I mentioned before. It's called Flippity.net. And when I talked about it before, I was talking about its capability to produce online flashcards and an online Jeopardy-style quiz. And it does that incredibly simply. The data that you need to provide the information that goes on the cards or the questions for, or answers for the quiz is put into a Google spreadsheet. So if you have a Google account and use Google Drive or maybe have Google Apps for Education, Flippity can make your life incredibly easy because getting the information in is straightforward. Composing the questions for a quiz, maybe not so much, but as I mentioned before, Flippity makes the process of creating the interactive resource so easy. It's just two or three steps. The reason I'm going back is because they've just launched a new feature, and it's a random name generator. And for this, all you need is to make a copy of the template that they provide. Into the first column, put the names of the students that you want to use from, maybe it's a class that you've got. And then a couple more clicks by following the instructions which are within the template, and you've generated an online random name picker. But that's not particularly exciting, but the random name picker actually provides you with lots of facilities. In addition to the random names that you can generate from the students, which can be useful if you're doing anything like trying to choose students to answer questions in a random way rather than picking on the same people all the time. In addition to the random name picker, there are a host of other things that it offers. So just by clicking on a tab, it takes the information from the same spreadsheet and it provides you with, for example, a lineup. So it puts the students in a particular random order. Or indeed, it could be into pairs. So again, that can be random, and just with another click you can change that group random pairing, or groups of three or four or five, or it can put them into teams of two or three or four or five, or even produce a seating chart. And again, when you've produced one of these, if you as a teacher don't like the look of it, a click and it randomizes the arrangement of those particular students. So you've got an awful lot of options just for having taken the trouble to put a single list of students into a Google Sheet. So it's the simplicity, I think, and the ease with which you can do this that gives Flippity.net, the random name picker, a particular thumbs up from me.